In New Orleans, among many musicians, there's a special sound that lets players know it's time to pick up their instruments and strike up the band. Where did this signal come from? As Eve Abrams reports, it might have its roots in nature.
When New Orleans musicians want to say a certain thing, instead of words, they use a four-note phrase.
It's a bugle call or a band call to assemble.
It's like, come on, rally, come to the bandstand and be ready to do it. Let's go.
It's a secret musician's call. Don't tell anybody I told you that.
We either whistle or we play that on our horn.
Yeah, the call. The call to play.
Those musicians, Leroy Jones, Matt Bell, Craig Klein, Wendell Brunius, and James Singleton, they're talking about a call that doesn't belong to musicians alone. That's another common New Orleans species, the mockingbird.
So I was lying in bed, and I woke up to hear that call. I heard this, and my first thought was somebody's at the door.
Journalist and music lover Katie Rechtall.
And then I realized that, no, it wasn't anybody at the door, that it was actually a bird in the tree.
When I hear that four-note whistle, it sounds like a mockingbird to me, very much. And my name is Peter Yawkey. I'm a professor at the University of New Orleans in the Department of Geography, and I also am the campus ornithologist. I study birds.
And that's where Yawkey thinks musicians got the phrase.
That particular whistle sounds very much like the phrases a mockingbird would use. It's repetitive. It's got the right pitch. It's got the right amount of substance to the notes. And they acquire more and more phrases during their lifetime by imitating things.
But sitting at his piano, Leroy Jones says this call is more than a perfect bird phrase. It's a perfect musical phrase.
Whatever pitch you start at, the root note and in a fourth away is the top note that you would whistle or that you would play. In the musical terms, it's a perfect fourth. Because it's the fourth degree of the scale. Like, do, re, mi, fa. It's just a portion of a scale.
So who is imitating whom? Ornithologist Kim Derrickson at Loyola University in Baltimore studies mockingbirds. He says perfect fourths sound good to people, and maybe birds too.
I think that there are certain sounds that kind of propagate through the environment and sound good.
Musicians and mockingbirds often occupy the same environment. They certainly keep the same late night hours. So it's easy to imagine a player heading home after a gig and hearing those four notes whistled in the trees. Or maybe a mockingbird perched outside a club overheard a trumpeter call the band back for one final set. That's how trumpeter Leroy Jones thinks it happened.
They pick up everything they hear. And we had one that comes so early in the morning to put the window down. He was right in the tree. It's not annoying, but I mean, at six, I didn't want to hear you singing, whistling, going through a whole cadence of different whistles. And all of a sudden, because he's probably heard that being, you know, in the neighborhood.
I would certainly think it'd be more likely that the musician learned it from the bird.
Again, Peter Yawkey.
Because the fact that the notes sounded so mockingbird-like to me means that either they learned it from a musician, then it spread throughout the species, which seems pretty unlikely, or it's more likely that the musician heard it from the bird.
But Leroy Jones doesn't buy that. He says these four notes call musicians to the streets during second-line parades almost every Sunday of the year.
It pierces through no matter what, if there's a big ruckus going on. You know, you got hundreds of multitude of people out at the second line, and you hear the... You can hear that above all of that. And you can always tell somebody who lives here or has lived here or is from here, when they hear that signal, they look. This is something very unique to New Orleans.
Ornithologist Kim Derrickson says regardless of who came up with the call first, it's been passed from musician to musician and bird to bird.
Mockingbirds are like musicians. They will take a sound and play with it, especially early in the spring when they're trying to attract a female.
Just like many a young musician with romance on the mind. For NPR News, I'm Eve Abrams in New Orleans.
Listen to the mockingbirds. Listen to the mockingbirds. The mockingbirds.